In your Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 4, fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. In your Scofield Bible, page 1260, page 1260. And beginning with verse 5, we'll read through verse 9. We'll read these verses responsively, the text verse being that ninth verse. Shall we stand, please, for the reading of God's Word? Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's read together the text verse. Those things which ye have both learned and received, and have heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Let's pray. Lord, we sure thank you for today. We're thankful for the occasion of remembering our mothers. We're thankful for godly mothers, the foundation of this nation. We're thankful, too, for a church which has been faithful to thee through these years. We're thankful for a preacher who likewise is faithful. Help us to be faithful now in hearing thy word and to not only be hearers of the word, but to be doers of thy word. Give us concentration mentally. Give us a deliberate heart as concerns the preaching today. In Jesus' name, amen.
The song needed just a touch of bass in it. I volunteered my services, but I was rudely rejected. I want to read for you without your turning to it, but I want you to listen to me very carefully as I read it. One verse from Philippians 4. Those things which ye have both learned and received. Get that. Both learned and received. I'm looking in the faces of people. We're just about to do something foolish. This is sort of a graduation sermon this morning. I want to talk very earnestly and lovingly and kindly to all of our college seniors, to all of our high school seniors, to all of our students who've been living under the rules of Hiles Anderson College and Hammond Baptist Schools. I want to talk to those of you that are about to go on vacation, and that's many of you of us will be going on vacation during the summertime. What I'm going to say will apply to everybody, but I especially want to talk to those of you who are graduating from our schools. I want to talk on this subject. Quick. Receive what you've learned. Quick. Receive what you've learned. The apostle said, he said that you may both, said these things which ye have both learned and received. I want to talk to you very earnestly about that. Our Heavenly Father, I feel like a man who's watching someone about to drive over a cliff. I feel like a man who's about to watch someone needlessly drink something that was poisonous. I pray you to help me to be used of God this morning to, at least in some cases, prevent heartache and tragedy. Please. Amen. Now, the apostle said that you have learned and received. I want you to sit up straight. I want no moving around, no one leaving the service. I want you to look right this way. I'll take an old illustration that you've heard me use again and again to lay the foundation for the sermon that I'm going to preach, because it is a perfect illustration of what I'm trying to say. All of you have heard me say this, and I'll not belabor it, how that my mother, when I was a boy, used to hold the Bible up, the King James, that is. And by the way, in case you wonder about the NIV Bible, they're showing the colors now. Zondervan Publishers, that used to be reputable publishers, who put out the NIV Bible, now putting out NIV with a non-gender concerning God. God now is not He. He is a mother, father, God. I'm glad Zondervan's doing that. I'm glad they're showing their colors. I'm glad you NIV people, you folks that watch these television preachers that preach out NIV, I'm glad that Zondervan is showing their true colors. They're after the money, that's all. That's all they're after. I think I'll change my sermon. But my mother used to say, every night she'd hold the old King James Bible up and she'd say, "This Bible is the Word of God." And she'd say to me, "Son, you say that." And I'd say, "Mother, the Bible is the Word of God." Second time she'd say it, "The Bible is the Word of God." And I would say, "The Bible is the Word of God." I was learning that the Bible was the Word of God. And the third time, every night, third time she'd say, "Son, say it again. The Bible is the Word of God." And I would say for the third time, "Mother, the Bible is the Word of God." Now the old story. I went off to the army. I came back. Went to University of Texas for 1 year in Arlington, Texas. My faith was shaken in the Bible. Professors stood up and told me that this book was not the Word of God. For you to send your kids off to a school that says this book's not the Word of God is idiocy. It's just plain old idiocy. That's all it is to it. I'm not talking about a school that says that some Bible's okay. I'm not talking about a school where the professor, head theology professor, said that we have no perfect English Bible. We have a perfect English Bible right there. Right there. If that Bible's not perfect, I'm walking out of this pulpit. I'll never preach another sermon in my life. I'm not going to preach the Word of God if I don't have the Word of God. If man has to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father, I want a Bible that has every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. But they shook my faith in the Bible. I began, as so many young people do. And by the way, there's not a kid in this room that heard the Bible, the Word of God, any more than I heard it when I was growing up. There's not a kid in this room had a better foundation for believing this book than I did. Now, if I could be shaken, so can you. So, I went to Texas University, Arlington. I began to doubt the Bible was the Word of God. I decided to find out for myself. So I went across the street to the Baptist Student Union building, and I read every word of this Bible on my knees. I mean, I got on my knees, started Genesis 1, into Revelation 22, and I read every word of this Bible to find out it is true. Now, before you start doubting the Bible, read it all. Just read it all. If you've read every word of it, then you come back and say it's not true. I'll at least respect the fact that you did your homework and did your research. So, for an entire semester, I read every word of this Bible. When I finished reading it, I jumped up, held it up, and said, shouted, "Mama was right. Mama was right." Now, hear me carefully. The apostle said, "Ye have both learned and received." Now, I learned that this Bible was the Word of God at mother's knee. I learned this Bible was the Word of God as my preacher preached from it. I learned this Bible was the Word of God in Sunday school. But I received it on my knees at Texas University in Arlington after having read it through. Now, we have spent years teaching you. You have learned convictions, standards. Now, young people, before you wreck your life, receive them. Receive them. We have taught you. I wrote down here, if you have grown up in First Baptist Church of Hammond, you're graduating from high school this year, you have heard me preach over 4,000 times, or at least you could have if you came to all the services.
You've heard me preach over 4,000 times. You have sat in over 1,000 Sunday school classes. You have sat in over 1,000 Wednesday evening Bible studies. You have sat in over 1,000 chapel services, or more than that in the college. I'm saying, and you have sat in thousands and tens of thousands of classrooms where every teacher was trying to teach you the truth. Now listen, before you wreck your life, receive what you've learned. Before you go out and ruin your life and blight your future and blast your hopes and wreck your dreams for a happy home, a happy marriage, a happy life, good health, and prosperity in Christ, you receive what you have learned. You have been taught from the pulpit. You've been taught from the classroom. You've been taught from the Sunday school classes. You've been taught from the pulpit at your school. Now let it become yours. College student, you've been through Hiles Anderson College. You're graduating this year. Now before you get that diploma, receive what you've learned. You decide it's wrong for you ladies to go out wearing shorts in public. You decide you ought to dress modestly like a lady. You decide if you're a man, you ought to get a haircut. You decide if you're a man, you ought not to wear earrings or women's jewelry. You decide. You decide this Bible is the Word of God. You decide, young preacher, before you go out, you decide before you go out that you're going to be an old-fashioned soul-winning church. You decide you're going to have standards. You decide you're going to have conviction. You take what you have learned and learned and learned and learned, and before you go out, receive it for yourself. Number one, you have been taught. Number two, you will one day receive it. Hear me carefully. If you have been taught the truth, you will one day receive the truth. You say, how do you know? Because I believe the Bible. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. That means before you die, you are going to come back to what you have learned. Listen carefully. You folks have grown up in First Baptist Church of Hammond. You folks have attended Hiles Anderson College. One of these days, before you die, you're going to believe what I preach in this pulpit. Bible says it. When he is old. When he is old. Now, here's the thing about it. It'll be a tragedy for you to wait until you have wrecked your life to believe what's been preached from this pulpit. Let me get this mic. I'm saying that you're going to believe it someday. Hey, Smarty Pants. Hey, just inside the rules. Hey, rule breaker. You will believe someday. Too much has been taught you. You've heard too much. Your computer has been programmed. And you have heard too much. The software is in your soft skull. And it's in there. And you will believe it. Now, it'd be a tragedy if you come back after a couple of divorces and then you believe it. Believe it before you go out there. Believe it before you wreck your life. Believe it before you ruin your future. Believe it before you blight your hopes and dreams. Believe it. I'm saying, listen, young people, Hiles Anderson College students, before you leave the campus, receive what you've been taught. Hammond Baptist High School, City Baptist, public school students, before you get out of the Christian school, before you go out in the world, receive what, listen, what you've been taught from this pulpit is true. And one day you're going to believe it. Now, believe it now. Receive it now before you wreck your life and come back and someday receive it. Young girl was a rebel. A rebel in our church. Rebel in our school. Graduated. So often is the case. I want to say something. What's wrong in May in college is wrong in June at home. And we'll find out if you've received what you've learned according to how you behaved this summer while you're home. But this young lady came to me She grew up in our church, but she was a rebel. She came to my office one day. She had a battered face. I mean, bruised face. One eye was almost shut. She had bandages, a few bandages on her neck here. She walked in my office and she said, I went to Hammond Baptist Schools. And I'll say it again, El Punko, you're going to believe it one of these days. You're going to receive it one of these days. When you are old, you'll receive it. You'll not depart from what you've been taught. It's inside you. She came to me and there was her battered face, one eye almost shut, bandages on her neck, bruised face. She came in holding a little baby, had no father to whom she was married. And she said to me these words, I believe it now. I believe it now. I believe it now. Wouldn't it have been a wonderful thing if she'd believed it before she slept with that boy? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if she had received it before she married or before she had that child out of wedlock? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if she had received it before she lived with the fellow she wasn't married to? Wouldn't it have been a wonderful thing if she had received it before she got battered? Before she had a child to rear, and the welfare is having to rear the child, and the father doesn't care anything about the child, and is beat up on the woman. I'm trying to tell you, the devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. Hollywood is a liar. Broadway is a liar. ABC is a liar. CBS is a liar. Oprah is a liar. All the talk shows are liars. I'm telling you, it does not pay to live for the devil. It pays to serve Jesus. I believe it now. I believe it now, she said. I believe it now. Now listen to me. I don't get up here and scream at you 52 times a Sunday, 52 Sunday mornings a year and 52 Sunday nights a year because I got something to get off my chest. If you could have walked in my office this week and hidden in the corner of my office and listened to what I heard, you'd believe what I'm preaching right now. Been pastor here for almost 38 years. Not one person has ever come to my office and said, Preacher, when I was in high school, I believed what you taught. I practiced what was preached. I only dated proper girls, and we treated each other properly. Brother Hiles, I married a godly girl. Kept on coming to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. My wife wore modest length skirts and I got decent haircuts and we didn't watch all the Hollywood garbage on the television set. And we've lived like you preach. I have yet for one to come and say we're miserable. They never do. Everybody that comes to me who says, Preacher, my life is wrecked, it's somebody who has not received what they've been taught. I beg you, young people, receive it before you get your diploma. Accept it before you get your diploma. Accept it, young college preacher boy. Accept it. We got graduates all over this country. Few of them have changed. Gone John MacArthurish. Preaching a bloodless, bookless gospel. You know why? Because they did not receive before they left what they were taught. Paul said, you have both learned and received. You will agree with our standards. You will someday agree with our standards. All over this room this morning, I believe I could say in practically every section of this house in this room this morning, there's some middle-aged couple, maybe a young middle-aged couple, grew up in this church. Didn't believe what I preached. When they got old enough, they left the church. And by the way, these young people that grow up in First Baptist Church, we've given our lives to building you schools and training you. If you go off in some other church and join some other church, you get old is a height of ingratitude. These young folks have done that. They've gone to other churches in the area with no standards and no convictions. But all of this room this morning, they've come back. They're back. And they're coming almost every month. And here's what they tell me. Brother Hiles, now that I have a child of my own, this is what I want. I did not agree with the standards when I was growing up, but I agree with them now that I have some children to rear. I just got through saying a while ago, you're going to believe it someday. And thank God you've come back. Would God the others had sense enough to come back? Quick. Receive it. You will believe, you will receive our convictions. You will receive our standards. You will believe what's preached here. Quick, high schoolers, receive it now. Quick, young married couples, receive it now. Quick, Hiles Anderson College seniors, receive it now. Quick, young preacher boys, receive it now. Paul said to the Philippian people, you have both learned and received. Old story. Father walked down the aisle right there. He got mad. Had little children. Excuse me. He had little children. Got mad and left our church. It's a strange thing to me. A person can stay here for 20 years, and then one day something happens they don't like, and he leaves. That makes sense. And wherever you go, they got people there too. But this fellow got mad, left the church, had several kids. One Sunday morning, walked right down the aisle. Motioned for me, and I walked right over here. He looked at me and he said, is it too late? And I said, too late for what? He said, too late to save my children. I've been away from this church for several years. Is it too late to save my children? And the truth is, it was too late. His children had gone somewhere else. He had not received it until his children got old enough to where he stopped to realize, my kids, and by the way, your kids need the kind of preaching scored from this pulpit right now. Your kids need the standards. The old time gospel, the Bible Christianity, decency, honor, integrity, separation, convictions, your kids need it. Now, what happened to that man? He received it when he was old. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if he had received it when his kids were little and he didn't leave? You've learned and you've learned and you've learned and we've taught and we've taught and we've taught. And by the way, it wouldn't hurt you kids who go to Hammond Baptist Schools. Realize those buildings have not always been there. It wouldn't hurt you to realize that some of us had to sacrifice to put those buildings up. It wouldn't hurt you to stop and realize that we've given our life's blood, many of us have, to keep those schools open. And you owe us more than being a rebel. And you owe us more than free love. And you owe us more than smoking your cigarettes. And you owe us more than going out on graduation. By the way, if you go out on graduation night and misbehave yourself and TP somebody's house or stay out all night long, I'm ashamed of you. When you sit in the house, what are you supposed to do on graduation night? Go to bed. Parent, receive what you've learned now. Don't criticize now and be sorry later. Young mother sat across the desk. Beautiful young lady. Illegitimate child in her lap. She said, preacher, I sat in your sermons and didn't pay attention at all. I thought you were old and narrow-minded. She was right on both counts. She said, now I have a baby outside wedlock. I have no way to rear the baby. If I get a job, I can't afford to pay a babysitter. I can't afford to stay home. There's no way I can rear my child. She said, I'd give that right arm if I had believed what you preach when I was a high schooler. You will receive it. You will receive it. In God's name, receive it quick now. Before you walk across and get that diploma, Friday night. High school senior. I was talking to a high school girl in our college, in our high school, recently. Grew up in our church. You won't know who she is. She will. And I'm not going to reveal any secrets about it, so little lady, you don't have to worry about it at all. Neither do your parents. I said, she's in trouble. I said, do you agree with our standards? I get this. I'm talking about a teenage girl, mid-teens. You agree with our standards? She said, not all of them. I said, what do you not agree with? She said something like this. I see nothing wrong with Western music and some light rock music. I see nothing wrong with women wearing pants in public and shorts. And she listed several things. Now get this now. I said, okay, when you grow up and have children of your own, are you going to agree with them then? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 15 years old. I'll give it, take a year or two. 14, 15, 16 years old. I don't agree, but I will agree, and that's exactly the truth. Paul said, you've both learned and received. You've learned, you've learned, you've learned, you've learned, and by the way, what you have learned is true. Listen to me, I'm preaching to you back here. Listen to me. Hey, fellow, listen to me, I'm preaching to you. What you've learned is true. That book is the Word of God. Decency is right. Rock music is out of hell. Hollywood is a cesspool of iniquity. What you've learned is true. Receive it now before you wreck your life and hobble back in my office with a broken life and broken dreams and shattered hopes and air castles all burst. But receive it now. You will receive it. You've learned, Hammond Baptist High School senior. Quick, receive it. You've learned, Howells Anderson College senior. Quick, receive it. You've learned, young parents. Quick, receive it. And don't wait. Don't get upset when your children become teenagers. And we discipline them. And you get sick of their complaining and fussing. So you decide to go somewhere where the convictions and standards are different. Because you haven't got the guts enough to face your own kid. Some of you visitors look like you've been run over by a truck. No, sir, it just so happens you don't have a little panty waist preacher got lace on his underwear this morning. You got a preacher up here that's trying to salvage your kids, and what you ought to do is stand up and say, glory to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. There's a man up there that's willing to risk his own reputation for the sake of my kids. I say it again, young people, you've learned it, now receive it. Receive it, preacher student. Receive it before you go out yonder and build some church where you cater to the whims of the yuppie society. God's book doesn't change according to the fashions of men. God's book doesn't change according to the signs of the times. This book is ever the same. Right is always right. Wrong is always wrong. Young Howells Anderson preacher boy, before you get your diploma a week from Friday night, before you get that degree, receive what you've been taught at 8400 Burr Street and 523 Sibley Street. City Baptist senior, receive it before you graduate next Saturday morning. Before you go back to the cesspool from which you came. And go back to the old life because there's no City Baptist school to go to. Receive it. You've learned it. Now receive it. Child in a Christian home. You've been taught. You've learned. You've learned. You've learned. Now receive it. Receive it now before your face is battered. Receive it now before you give birth to a child outside the boundaries of holy matrimony. Receive it now before you have a heartache and a heartbreak. Receive it now before the illegitimate child comes. Receive it now before you marry someone foolishly you shouldn't marry and you wreck your life. Receive it now before your health and hopes are wrecked and ruined. One Sunday morning, I preached like this. Not the same text, but same truth. Went to my office, opened the door to receive the people at the door. A little lady walked up. She and her husband were together. He's a Sunday school teacher. She's faithful to church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They not only learned what we preached, but they received what we preached. She walked in the office with this precious child, her husband with her. She said, "I just dropped by to say, preacher, I listened to you, and I'm glad I did. I listened to you, and I'm glad I did. That's my payday. That's the joy of my life." Right behind her was another little girl. Little girl to me. She grew up here. She looked twice as old as the first girl. Been through two divorces. Face far older than she was. She had the scars of sin. And I said again, as I've said so often, Helen Curtis and Avon don't make the beauty aids their Christian life makes. Nothing will give you that beauty and that sweetness like living for Jesus and being what you ought to be. Right behind this precious little lady with a baby and a husband who faithful to church, I listened and I'm glad I did, was this second young lady, two divorces, face scarred and marred by sin. She said, "I didn't listen to you, and I wish I had." Everybody that walks across this platform next Friday night, and next Saturday morning, and the Friday night following, one day will say one of those two things. I'm glad I did, or I wish I had. I don't believe it. Neither did they. And you're no exception. The apostle said the things that you both learned and received. I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pastor took me outside the church, pointed to a house across the alley. Said, "See that house there?" I said, "Yes." He said, "One of your graduates lives there. Does she come to your church?" "No, I'd go to any church." "Well, is she married?" "No, but she's living with a man in that house right there." Sat in the chapel in Howells Anderson College. Walked across this very platform and received the diploma with your name and my name on it. He said, "Her life is wrecked." You know her problem, what her problem was? She learned it, but she didn't receive it. I was in Rochester Hills, Michigan. I was preaching the last message. I was sitting back in the back, about two rows in the back, while someone else was preaching. During the song service before he preached, a little lady tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Brother Howells, can I see you?" And I said, "What about?" She said, "I'm in trouble." And then here's the story. She said, "I used to sit in the girls' meetings on a Thursday night at the college. I used to cheer and have fun. I used to sit in the chapel service on a Wednesday when you'd come and preach for us on Wednesday at chapel, and I'd stand up and cheer because I'm happy to see you." She said, "I was taught everything, but I didn't listen." She said, "I've got a baby now out of wedlock. For the house, any way you can help me. Any way you can help me." I can't tell you this story, but I wish you could have been in my office last night. I can't even tell it to you. But if you had,
you'd believe what I'm preaching this morning. Do you understand that I'm 70 years old and I'm closer to 71 than I am to 70? Do you understand that I'm the only preacher in his 70s just about left who preaches in a fundamental church that's large? I'm the only preacher who has a church over 2,000 in Sunday school in his 70s. Do you understand that I could be on Social Security and I could retire? Do you understand that? You know why I'm kicking over microphones and hollering and screaming at you when I'm 70, almost 71 years old? You know why? Because I want you to receive what you've learned. Oh, I hate the devil. I hate him. He's a dirty, rotten, stinking liar. We've taught. You've learned. Now it's time, quickly, for you to receive. You've heard me preach over 4,000 times, over 1,000 Sunday school lessons, over 20,000 classes in Christian school if you went to our schools, over 1,000 Wednesday night Bible studies, over 1,000 Sunday evening Bible classes, probably 30,000 times you sat in a class or a congregation and somebody's tried to teach you. I beg you, quickly, receive it, make it yours. You will someday be the one that says, I listened and I believed and I'm glad I did. And not the one who says, I listened, I didn't believe, and I wish I had. Would you bow your heads, please?